Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, June the 19th, 1983, Father's Day. The Lord bless as we worship together around the Word of God on this beautiful Lord's Day.
Peace of God rule in your hearts, to thee which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do, word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father by Him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband, as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well pleasing in the Lord, unto the Lord. Father, provoke not your children to anger, lest ye be discouraged. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee this morning for this opportunity. We thank thee that thou hast permitted us to come out to the house of the Lord this morning to worship thee in spirit and in truth. We pray this morning, our Father, that thou would be with us here in this service, and that thou would give us a good service if it pleases thee. And we thank thee for what you've already done here this morning. We thank thee for the words in which we've studied from thy word. We just pray that thou would give us the understanding that we need. And we pray this morning, our Father, that thou would let the Holy Spirit lead and direct us this morning in our ever undertaking here. And we pray that thou would be with our pastor as he brings a message this morning. Just give him a word that he needs to speak to this people this morning. We thank thee that thou hast given us the things that we need. We know that we are sometimes selfish, Father, and we ask for things that we do not need. But we pray, our Father, and are grateful that thou gives us the things that we need. We pray that thou would let the Holy Spirit lead and direct our lives, that we may become better Christians and better soul winners in thy kingdom. We pray now that thou would go with us, lead us, and guide us with our prayer. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Beautiful garden of prayer.
verses that Brother Burns read for us there in Colossians, and also in the book of Ephesians, we have almost the same thing. We're going to get the dads and moms and the children all three today. And we trust this service will speak to each heart here as God's Holy Spirit speaks to my own heart. We're going to look today at the clues to a happy home. Clues to a happy home. It's good to see you today on this Father's Day in 1983. And I trust that the dads and their audience will take their position in the home as the head of the house. Biblically, I believe the father is the head of the home. And the atmosphere of the home depends much on us as the dads in the home, as well as the moms and the children. All three of us are very important in having a happy home. You know, so many homes today are just torn apart. I was looking in my records at home just a day or two ago, and I have married 41 people since I've been pastoring a church. And 1 year, 1973, I believe that was the year I married 8 people in 1 year. Call me Marrying Sam almost. I married 3 people in 2 days, 2 in 1 day. One about 10:30 and one at 6 or 7 o'clock at night. But I tell you, friends, it takes more, as I said a while ago, it takes more than 4 walls and a roof over your head to have a home. I believe there are 4 things that a real home needs to have. 4 sturdy walls and a super fine roof. It takes these: understanding, forgiveness, cooperation, and trust. With the roof made out of genuine love. And if you have that, you have a home today. Cooperation, trust, forgiveness, understanding. With a roof on those 4 walls made out of love. Without love in a home, it's like a house without a roof. We need love in a home. Our key verse for today is going to be found way back in 2 Kings. Chapter 4 and verse 26. Elisha had helped a lady and her husband out. Their meal barrel didn't get empty. Their cruse of oil didn't fail. You know the story back there. And this husband and wife, this mom and dad, did not have any children. There was not a child in this home. And so they were wanting a child. And Elisha said to this lady, "You are going to have a child." And certainly they did. And the child died. And this lady ran to Elisha. And Elisha's servant ran to her and said in 2 Kings 4:26, "Is it well with thee?" Talking to the mom in the home. "Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well." But you know, really, it wasn't well. The child was dead. The child was at that moment in the room where Elisha stayed in their home, in the upper room. It can be well, friends, with all the members of your family if Jesus is at the center of that family. A devoted father came into the room where his 8-year-old son was dying of an incurable disease. And he said, "Daddy, am I going to die?" "Why, son, are you afraid to die?" And this son said these words. And these words speak to my heart today. the 8-year-old boy, the 8-year-old son, about on his way into eternity, said these words, "Not if God is like you, Daddy. I'm not afraid today. If God is like you." Dad, we need to be the dad that God has placed us. We need to be all that we need to be for God's glory. What a wonderful testimony today for a dad to have. A son not afraid to die if God is like his dad. I believe today, first of all, that a happy home has a wife and a mom who gives the head of the house to the husband. She is submissive to her husband and dad in that home. 41 marriages that I've performed, and some of them, I'm sorry to say, are separated already. I wish I could say 100% of them are still living together, but they're not. But here in the book of Ephesians, and also there in Colossians, Brother Burns read for us, are some wonderful guidelines to having a happy, well-developed home. In Ephesians 5:22, the Bible tells us, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." To have a happy home, the wife and mom in the home needs to be submissive. And let the dad in that home, the husband in that home, be the head of the house. I guess I've said here more times than I should have. You show me a home where the wife and the mom in that home is the head of that home, and I'll show you a home that doesn't have much peace. I don't know how you all feel about women's lib. But I tell you, it's got our country in a mess. And they're still trying to pass it. And can't, seems like. I don't believe it's God's will. A woman in the home needs to take her position in which God has placed her. And I'm not mad at the women today. If it hadn't been for a mom, I wouldn't be here today. I thank God for women. As I've said here also, the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father lifted womanhood higher than she could ever be lifted by any ERA amendment. I said that up to the senior citizens a few weeks ago, around Mother's Day. The Lord lifted woman to a high position. Thank God for women today. I thank God for you, dear ladies, this morning. Take your position that God has placed for you, and you'll have a happy home if the husband and the children do what they're supposed to do also. Colossians 3:18 says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord." The 23rd verse of Ephesians 5 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything." In counseling prospective people who are getting married, I read to them, back here in the pastor's study from Ephesians 5, beginning with verse 22 and through the end of that chapter. And when we come down to verse 33, and it says this, the last few words of that chapter says, "And the wife see that she reverence her husband." I tell them this, that doesn't mean you put your husband up on a pedestal and bow down to him every day, 3 or 4 times a day. It does mean that you respect the position that the Lord has placed him in, and that is the head of the house. Thank God today for wonderful moms. The husband is not to be a tyrant and a dictator. We'll have more about this in the second point this morning. There was a man by the name of John Randolph who said this about his mother: "I would have been an atheist today, but for the recollection of kneeling at my mother's knee while she taught me to say the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven," so forth. Where would I be today without a godly mother? I tell you what, I wouldn't be right here. As pastor of Airport Gardens Baptist Church, I wouldn't be here. I know that. I'd probably have been burning in hell for a few years. That's where I'd be. Without a godly mom. And a mom who let my dad be the head of the house. Second, a happy home has a husband and dad who loves the wife and mother in that home more than any other person on this earth. Let me say that statement one more time. A happy home has a husband and dad who loves the wife and mother in that home more than any other person on this earth. Do you know what? Ephesians 5:31 says, "For this cause shall man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh." Second chapter in the Bible, Genesis 2:24 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh." God performed the first marriage, Adam and Eve, and they two became one. Do we love our wife as we should? Husband? Dad? Ephesians 5:25 says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." Verse 26, "that he might sanctify and cleanse it with washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church." Verse 28, "so ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself." Just how much do we care for the wife that God has given us? We should never, never take our wife for granted. Proverbs 31:12 says, "She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church." Somebody say it like this: a happy marriage means falling in love many times, but with the same person, until death do us part. A husband one time came to his pastor and said, "I believe I love my wife too much." The pastor got God's word and read Ephesians 5:25 that says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." How much love is that? We need to be willing to die for the wife and help me that God has given us. Thank the Lord today for our wife. On this Father's Day, I trust that we have a happy home. I'm not leaving the children out now. That's the third point. Perk up your ears, boys and girls. We need a submissive wife, a loving husband. But I tell you, third, we need obedient children. Obedient children. Paul goes right into chapter 6 in Ephesians. And the very first word is children. It says, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. The 20th century is a time when everything is in the home is run by a switch. Except the children. I guess in a way we've forgotten how to give our children discipline. I'm talking to my own self too. I thank God for the discipline I had back in the 40s and 50s and 60s. Somebody said electric heat got rid of the woodshed, where the psalm was usually taken for discipline reasons. Obedient children. Thank God today for children who obey their parents. I taught school 16 years. And I could almost look at a child and how they behaved in class. I could almost tell the ones who were made to obey at home. I had a child right down here at Dennis Wooten. Went down the hall one day with her mom and looked back at me and said, I hate you. I didn't give her a spanking for it. The mom looked back at me and just shook her head. My friends, we need to obey our parents and the Lord, even after we're married, if they're living. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Did you know what? This is the only one of the Ten Commandments that is given with a promise. That's what Ephesians 6 says. Verse 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. If you obey your parents, you're promised a longer life. Proverbs has some wonderful verses about children. Proverbs 23:24 says, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Disobedience deserves discipline. Remember that. Disobedience deserves discipline. A child left to himself is going to become a misfit. He's going to become a burden on society. Over at the youth rally last night at Massey Baptist Church, the leader of the youth rally in our association got there about half an hour late. They got lost. And didn't make it till about 7:30. The film was about halfway finished. And after the film was over, Brother Tim Assam, who is a member of Jeremiah Baptist Church, he said, we'd like to have a testimony time. He brought 16 young people with him. And all 16 of those young people, one after another, they went down the pew and gave a testimony. One young girl had only been saved since January. One of them had been to Camp Nathaniel this past week, got home yesterday, and she said, "I almost didn't come tonight. And I'm glad I did." Children, obey your parents. I'd say, young person, this morning, the greatest thing that you could give to your mom and dad would be a Christian son or daughter. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Here's another thing to dads. Listen, let's listen, Dad. Verse 4 of Ephesians 6 says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord." Dr. Bill Rice has written a book, I believe. He's with the Lord now, and Dr. John R. Rice's brother. They're both in heaven now. But Dr. Bill Rice wrote a book entitled Lickings and Loving. Children do not need to be beaten just for the beaten's sake. They need to be disciplined in love and not in hatred. Bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. I have a book of illustration at home. It told about the story of the prodigal father. He had time for everything. The son kept on growing up. And the prodigal father finally realized that he needed some companionship. But his son did not want his companionship. He said, "I have got companionship somewhere else now." A child needs a dad. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his cry. I had rather my child cry today over my discipline in them than for them sometime to cry behind bars. Discipline thy son while there is hope. Let not thy soul spare for his crying. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. I give every person I marry one of these right here. The Beatitudes for married couples. I want to read 5 of these. "Blessed are the husband and wife who continue to be affectionate, considerate, and courteous long after the wedding bells have ceased ringing. Blessed are they who love their mates more than any other person, who joyfully remain faithful to one another and continue to build for their family. Blessed are those mates who never speak loudly or disrespectfully to one another and who make their home a place where seldom is heard a discouraging word. Blessed are the husband and wife who regularly worship in their church and who work together for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. Blessed are the husband and wife who humbly dedicate their lives and their homes to Christ and who practice the teachings of Christ in the home." Somebody said the husband and wife should never yell at each other unless the house is on fire. Boy, today a girl has a right to more than food, clothes, and correction. They have an undeniable right to a mom who loves them, a dad who loves them. God, give us Christian homes. And I know today that God's able to answer prayer for a Christian dad. One of those young people who got up last night to give a testimony said, my mom and dad, and I believe she said two or three brothers and sisters, were lost. She may be the only child in the family that's a Christian, the only one in the family that's saved. God, give us Christian homes. Homes that has a submissive, loving wife. You know, we've quit putting in the marriage ceremonies to the wife to be, to love and obey. I don't know if I've ever put that in a marriage ceremony before. Obey. The wife needs to be submissive. The husband needs to be loving. The children need to be obedient. Is your home a little taste of heaven on earth? Or is it the opposite? God, give us Christian homes. Someone wrote a song with that title. We need Christian homes today. If the devil has our homes, he has our nation. Thank God today for a loving mom and dad. Thank God today for our obedient children. There was a homely mom and dad at a graduation exercise for their son. And as they sat back in the audience and heard their son give the valedictorian address and receive so many awards, they said to each other, that is the best crop we ever raised. Children, be a credit to your mom and dad. Don't ever, ever let your mom and dad have to come to visit you in a jail or reformatory. Look to the Lord right now. If you're not a Christian, give your mom and dad a Christian son or daughter. You can do this as we have our invitation hymn. Page 214, Lord, I'm coming home. The prodigal son got homesick and he came home. Today you can come home to the Lord and find in Him your needs to be met. 214 as we stand to sing. Saying that first stanza, I thought, a child needs more than things. Some parents try to shower their children with things. Friends, I believe what our children need most is their time. If we are too busy for our children,
We're too busy. We're too busy. There was a young girl received a new car. And it wasn't very long until that car was a total wreck. And she was in eternity. She lived right down here on Combs Road. It's not a sin, probably, to give her children a new car. I'm not saying that. But I say this, our children need our time. More of our time. Let's sing the last stanza, Brother Tom. Young people, tonight at 6 o'clock we'll be showing a film downstairs. And one of the things that this film tries to emphasize, and that is to be wholly committed to the Lord. Wholly committed. Don't try to ride the fence. In fact, this fellow in the film says, either get in or get out. That's pretty strong language, isn't it? Be committed to the Lord. And don't be ashamed of the Lord. We could not have had a better Sunday school lesson today on this Father's Day than the lesson we had on Caleb. About three or four times in the book of Numbers and Joshua it says that he wholly followed the Lord his God. He wholly followed. That's why he lived to be over 85 years old. The Lord kept him alive 45 extra years or more because he said we can do it with God's help. Brother Tom, you come and lead us in closing prayer, please. Be praying for our weekend revival or missionary conference this coming weekend. Brother Ralph Bauer.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we're thankful, Lord, for this another day. We thank you for this Father's Day. We thank you, Lord, for the love we have one for another. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for each one that's here this morning. We thank you, Lord, for Lord giving help wisdom, Lord, to us all. We know, Lord, in the days that we're living in right now, we're told that people will come more wicked and wiser, and Lord, we see it. But we thank you, Lord, for the temptations that you give us daily, that when we overcome these, Lord, that we grow to be better Christians. Forgive us where we failed thee, Lord, and help us as we continue. We thank you for this message, Lord, that we've heard this morning. We thank you for the Sunday school lesson we had. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.